Resting my head on the cushion, I close my eyes and fall quickly into a state of partial sleep. My brief respite is interrupted by my sensor. It's Sherry calling. Relief washes over me, and I'm smiling before her face even comes into view. Sherry has been my mentor since I was 8 years old. She was 19 at the time, and at our first meeting, she brought hot pink nail polish to paint my toes. To this day, I have no idea how she got her hands on that. I succeeded in keeping it a secret from my parents for 2 days, thinking they would make me take it off. Sherry and I have seen each other at least once a week now for 20 years, and we talk almost daily. Am I really that old? 28 this month. I answer the call.
Kate! I tried calling you earlier, but your sensor was listed as unavailable. Were you working this morning?
Yep, so sorry. I have to put it offline when I'm in meetings. It's too distracting. She cuts me off.
I know you were just avoiding me, but I forgive you.
I laugh awkwardly. Our connection must not be great.
Have you talked with Eric yet?
She asks. No, why? Is everything okay? Considering your good mood, I assume it's not a disaster. She scoffs.
Nothing like that, but something I know you will want to hear about. Just call him.
I'm literally 5 minutes from home, but now I get to be anxious for those 5 minutes, so thanks for that.
Always looking out for you, she grins.
I haven't heard back from him. I tried to message him after the alert. I'm slightly annoyed that he's talked with you and not me, I complain, pretending to pout. She looks at me, her eyebrows furrowed.
Oh, I wasn't talking about the alert. This is something else entirely.
What? I question, thoroughly confused.
You know about it, right? I had to leave Washington Park with zero warning, right in the middle of patient evals.
Something about a security breach.
Sorry, I assumed that's what you were referring to. That's all that's been on my mind since I left.
She nods and looks apologetic.
Totally understand, and yes, the security breach is nothing to worry about at this point. There was a group of Tier 3 individuals who left their assignments without approval. They were in the Tier 2 section of the city, but the committee didn't know their exact location or their motivations for leaving. One of them has a history of mental illness. They wanted to take precautions since they had consultants in the area. It was probably an overreaction, but I always appreciate that they take our safety so seriously, Sherry explains.
Wow. I can't believe they would vacate us all purely because a few people weren't accounted for. Last time it was because of a weather event. I assume today was something similar.
Kate, you know that some people in Tier 3 have erratic behavior.
But what could they even do? I interrupt.
I don't know. Start a fight? Destroy your property? When someone is unstable, the possibilities are endless.
I thought you said they were working. If they were that unstable, how would they have been approved for a work assignment? I say, thinking out loud.
Sherry gives an exasperated huff. I don't know, Kate. Maybe I didn't read everything correctly. It's been a really long day, she snaps.
Sherry is never short with me, and it stings. I am at a loss for words.